Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Jersey Coastal Live. I'm your host, I'm Andrea Tarr. And on Jersey Coastal Live, each week I have the opportunity to speak to someone who is doing something that's kind of interesting, whether it be food-related or entertainment-related, but someone who makes the world an interesting place, whether it's at the Jersey Shore or far beyond. So if you've looked at my posts on Facebook, you probably noticed that a few weeks ago, actually in the beginning of November, or I should say mid-November, was the Exotica Convention, which takes place at the New Jersey Expo Center in Edison. Actually, it takes place in a few locations, but the largest one is right here in Edison, New Jersey, of all places. Now, Exotica bills itself as the largest adult event in the United States dedicated to love and sex. Created for people who are looking for something sexy, fun, and different. So I have gone to Exotica. I've gone to several Exoticas. You do see lots of sex. I can't say that I've ever seen love, but perhaps today's guest might be as close as I've seen to some love at Exotica. It is a retail expo, and there's over 100 exhibitors who are selling all sorts of things. There are educational seminars and lots of your favorite adult stars who are very, very willing to have you take pictures with them. So it's a very interesting, to say the least, a very interesting place to be. And what I'm doing now is I'm doing a three-part series on some entrepreneurs that I met at the Exotica Convention. And so today is part one, and today we're going to meet Tyrone Stamps. And he is the owner of L'Amour Secret, which offers subscription service to receive personalized romantic novelties and toys and all sorts of goodies, and they are delivered discreetly right to your door. And so this is a very new business, and first of all, let's say hello to Tyrone. Welcome to Jersey Coastal Live.
Hello, everyone, and thanks again, Andrea, for having me on your show.
Oh, really, really my pleasure. So first of all, I do want to say to you, congratulations, Tyrone, because I know that you actually officially launched your business at Exotica. So that's very cool.
Yes. Yes, thank you. Yes, Exotica was our first introduction to the world, to the mass public, and let them know that we're here and we're here to service anyone and everyone who participates in sexual experiences.
Well, that leaves it open to a lot of people, Tyrone.
That's the goal.
And you certainly picked the right place to launch your business. That's for sure. So actually, you have an interesting background. And before we really get into speaking specifically about your business, let's just talk a little bit about your background, because in another life, you were a dancer.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
I went by the name of Controversy, and I started out dancing. Actually, my first debut was the day after I turned 21. So the day after I turned 21, I was in contact with a guy who was already dancing, and he was like, hey, we have a show tonight. Why don't you come on out? And from there, it was the start of my introduction into the adult industry altogether. It was you see a host of women and see how they feed and flock to that type of entertainment. You have like shows as well. We have vendors at shows. They do well. It was just a great environment and something different, new and fun.
Well, definitely something different. Now, a couple of years ago, at Exotica, actually, they did have a male dance troupe. And, of course, they don't have that anymore. But I did have the opportunity to interview one of the dancers, and he said to me, those women were crazy. You know, just like the dancers take a lot of liberties with the women, he said the women were like crazy all over him. So what do you think about that?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's definitely
yeah.
true. There were definitely quite a few nights where you have to disappear, you know, per se, or slide out through the back door, or slide out early. Also, even when you're what we call is walking the floor, when you're just walking around with probably either in just underwear or just a towel, you know, people will grab you, snatch on you. If you get close enough, you might get licked. Or honestly, a few times I've had a few people, they would celebrate their birthdays as well at these event big shows,
mm-hmm.
200 to 500 women in range. And if you walk by a table, they may have cupcakes and things of that nature on the table, and someone would take the icing and come here and slap it on you and have fun. So
uh-huh.
It definitely is something that happened at these events.
So was it as the guy that's getting smeared with the icing? Seriously, is that fun for you, or is that a little crazy?
You definitely have fun with it. I mean, you definitely
okay.
Take it all as in good fun. I mean, you're there to make sure that everyone has fun at the end of the night. If everyone didn't have fun, you didn't do your job. You know what I mean?
You
want
yeah.
everyone to leave there having had an experience.
An experience.
You know?
I like that. That covers
a lot
experience.
Of ground. Exactly.
Whether or not you have a cupcake is another story, but yeah. So, did you love doing that?
Yes, I mean it was it's really a aha moment, all eyes on me. So it definitely was a great experience. I definitely enjoyed it. I loved every minute of it. Every minute of
mm-hmm.
it. There definitely was some cons to it, but there's, you know, pros and cons to everything. Like the biggest for
of
me
course.
Was like tip out when you have to you know, tip out the people who picked up your money and your clothes for you as
mm-hmm.
you perform and things of that nature. But other than that, it was a great experience, you know.
So are you still dancing, or are you retired from that?
I have retired from dancing. I've retired from dancing. I have been I've been retired for a while. I have been getting requests, though, to make guest appearances, and I've been considering it. Maybe controversy may resurface one day.
Well,
or
let me just say, wait till I post a picture of you. Hmm. then you might get some serious questions. So let's talk about your new venture, which is L'Amour Secret. And so what inspired that? Where did all that come from?
So it kind of was, I guess, if you will, just a spinoff from a couple of things, of things that I've just been observing. How I know a lot of people have a lot of sex toy parties. I have friends that
mm-hmm.
attend sex toy parties. They will come back and, you know, just some regular conversation like, oh, my God, I've been to a sex toy party. It was great. I had a great time. I didn't know that
mm-hmm.
these toys were available to basically change my life or have allow me to have a better experience. And so from there, it was just a combination of that and just always, I was always trying to think of a way to be innovative and
mm-hmm.
do something different and serve others. And it was why not provide these toys to people on a monthly basis, you know?
Were people saying about when people would go to a sex toy party, I often wonder if they're embarrassed to be seen buying stuff like that.
Exactly. So it goes into that, and also I've been to a few sex shops as well as back in the day when I was dancing. I used to have to go there all the time to get props and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, even as a dancer, things would get a little bit uncomfortable when you're talking to a stranger and it's like, hey, you know, where your cock ring's at, or where's your
uh-huh,
hoop,
uh-huh.
or, you know, where's this or where's that. So, I mean, the idea was, how about you tell us what you like at your own discretion, you know, just you in the website, lamoresecret.com, and we analyzed the information and we put together a nice package for you and customized it just for you on a monthly basis. And there's
mm-hmm.
no more awkward conversations with these strangers like, hey, you know, what's the best selling dildo or vibrator this month, or, you know,
right.
what's going to, yeah, exactly. So that concept had allowed us to launch with that idea. And also we have a sexual health and wellness aspect to L'Amour Secret. So it's not just a whole bunch of toys and dildos and vibrators every month. It's also things that evolves around sexual health and wellness. Like, for example, one of the vendors that we were fortunate to meet at Exotica was Smooth Synergy, which is like a sexual health and wellness spa. And it's
I remember them.
So it's so we're working with them in the future to get some great deals for our customers so they could go in and have the spa treatment of their dreams, things that they've always wanted to get done, whether it's from, you know, your typical spa stuff such as facials, neck massages, to whether it's vaginal rejuvenation. So all those things come into one, and you get L'Amour Secret in a box. You know, when you come home from work, you don't have to go shopping for it. You already shopped. You shopped once. It's the gift that keeps on giving, or the gift that keeps on coming, however you want to put it.
Good one. So the most important thing is you're offering people discretion. So nobody has to know your business, which is obviously beats going to the sex shop down the corner. Did you have a particular draw to be part of the adult entertainment industry? I mean, obviously you were a dancer, so you were exposed to it. But did you feel like, well, I really just want to be part of this industry?
Well, it's just one of those things that where, you know, like I said, I was brainstorming on other opportunities outside of dance. It was, well, I already have a fan base in this industry. I already have supporters in this industry. Because, mind you, when I was dancing, I've danced in several states. I've danced in Connecticut, Delaware, New Jersey. I've danced in the city of Philadelphia. I've danced in parts of North Carolina and parts of Virginia as well. So my fan base was, I would say, was pretty diverse and pretty extensive. So it was like, you know, why not go with my leads? You know, I have a lead in this area, in this industry. In the sex industry in itself, a lot of people who break into things outside of porn are people who, I guess, typically were porn stars in the past and trying to shy away from that and go into their own, you know, venture into their own thing. With me, it was, you know, I was already a dancer. I have a decent fan base from there. You know, why not venture and see what happens from there?
And, of course, let's not forget, the truth is that there's money to be made. It's a very lucrative industry, very lucrative.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Now, what kind of reaction did you get from friends and family about this particular venture, L'Amour Secret?
Well, it's funny that you say that. The reaction from friends and family actually came, being that I was already a dancer. After that point, nothing. I don't think anything would have surprised them.
Okay, because they knew.
Yeah.
Do you think that there's still some taboos though associated with this industry?
Oh, definitely. There's definitely a lot of taboos that's associated with it. I mean, a few years ago, you know, the Organization for Sexual Health and Wellness, they just rebranded the sex industry, or they're trying to rebrand the sex industry to be around sexual health and wellness, because it's not just about sex. You know, it's about a health aspect to being intimate and intimacy as well, when it comes to being intimate with yourself and with others. That rebranding has been helping the industry since around 2010, 2011, and the numbers for sales within the industry overall, when it comes to toys and pornography, that those have been growing as well. Because, I mean, it's becoming a lot more acceptable with that rebranding.
Well, just based on how many people come to Exotica, clearly there's men, there's women, there's people of all ages. So let's be serious, people are doing it.
Exactly. Well, that's how now, we got here, right?
Exactly. Hey, exactly, exactly. You go to your website, and by the way, to my listeners, I will put links to Tyrone's website so you don't have to worry about remembering it, but it's L'Amour Secret. So I saw on your website you have basically a little survey. You want to find out from people what they like and what they don't like. And
yes,
then
so this is
how you customize their packages.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, yeah, we customize our boxes off of our customers' response to the survey or questionnaire, and we try mm-hmm. to keep it as detailed as possible so that we get it right and not just the first time every time. So we have questions to see, you know, if you're into bondage or if you have a foot fetish or if you're mm-hmm. into anal, into vaginal, mm-hmm. if you're into, you know, sex in the water, into Kegel balls, different things. You try to cover as much stuff as possible so that we get a 100% or close to 100% satisfaction rate every time customers receive a box at their door. The most important part in the survey is mm-hmm. what you don't like, you know, because at the end of the day, we're not trying to make anyone upset or piss anyone off, per
right,
se.
Of
so we want to know what you're not into so that you won't get it on a monthly basis.
Okay, that totally makes sense. So, what kind of stuff might you send out to somebody? Just for some examples.
So,
and
some
how many things do you get? I know it's not just one thing; it's an assortment. Because we did have a photo.
Oh no, yeah.
So you've
definitely
got. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you're sending out there.
Yeah, so we try to pack our boxes with quality items every single time a box leaves
mm-hmm.
our establishment. And some of the things that go in the box still range from a deck of cards with sexual positions, vibrators, dildos. Then you have the sexual health and wellness side where we give out coupons for certain services that deals with the spa treatments.
Mm-hmm.
Then
mm-hmm.
we also have things we give out, such as games, because to help with foreplay, because sometimes we tend to forget foreplay when it comes to this aspect of sexual health and wellness, especially with men. Sometimes men can just
That's right, like, guys. Don't forget about the foreplay.
Right. You can't just dive in all the time.
You tell them, Tyrone.
Right?
You're the love doctor.
You can't just dive in. Yeah, you got to, you know, massage it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a wide range of items that we send to our customers, and we try to keep it nice and balanced. All of our boxes
mm-hmm.
also comes with condoms and lubricant to help promote safe sex. So
okay.
when you subscribe with The More Secret, hopefully you will never have a moment where, hey, I ran out of condoms. And it's for both, and we provide it for both males and females, because sometimes, let's admit it, guys used to get to carry it. And so the females, they can have it, you know, in the event that,
mm-hmm.
that they need it. And guys, we either run out or we forget to carry as well. I have countless friends who be like, hey, man, do you have some condoms on you? Like, all right, here. So in our boxes, we provide those as standard items. Those don't count with the items you receive. But typically you receive anywhere between three or more items within a box.
Okay.
Our box is
okay.
pretty big. It's 8x10 by 4.5.
Yes.
So whatever we can fit in that box, we will fit in a box and send to our customers on a monthly basis.
So I had asked you before, how do you actually decide, how do you select the merchandise that you're going to offer to your customers?
So there's an analysis portion that goes into selecting what goes into the boxes after the customers give us the feedback from the questionnaire. We
uh-huh.
analyze it, and then we go shopping, and we test the items that we buy and test the items.
All right,
that
now that really sounds like fun to me, okay? That's all I can say.
Of
product
course.
Testing. Of course.
Product testing is one of my favorite parts of having a job.
Yes, product testing. I would think so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I can't give our customers something that I haven't tried myself, right?
No, that's really true. Because if you give somebody something and then they call you, you're going to want to know, oh, you're using it incorrectly, or, oh, it needs batteries, or whatever. So, yes, I can see
that. Exactly. Or it could be a aha moment where, you know, or you can use this product this way as well, you know.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to some of the other things like the handcuffs, the sashes, and the blindfolds and stuff like that. There's more than one way to use those items. So we like to use everything before we send them out for our customers.
Hey, good for you. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
What do you love about this new venture? What for you is really driving you to make this a success?
There's several things that are driving me to make this a success. One of it is, like I said earlier, it's the ability to serve and help people.
It
helps people find out more about themselves sexually. You know, sometimes there's customers who probably never even thought of some of the questions that's in our questionnaire. You know, we ask, you know, if you're into, you know, if you have a foot fetish, it's like, do I have a foot fetish? Well, maybe, maybe not. Like, I don't know. I haven't tried it. So we definitely pick the brain in our questionnaire and help customers find themselves and get more in tune with their sensual side. And being that we serve both single individuals and people who are in relationships, and if you're in a relationship, the hope is that, you know, we help make your relationship stronger because we keep things nice, new, fresh, and interesting within the bedroom or the park or wherever you guys decide to enjoy each other.
In the park?
In the park. The park could be interesting.
Yes, it could. Your products are available by monthly subscription, but you can also do a one-time gift if you want to, correct?
Yes.
So definitely. Christmas is coming, holiday time. What a gift.
Yes, holiday season.
Yes.
Yeah, you can also gift the subscriptions to friends, family, relatives, significant others. It could be, hey, baby, I'm sorry. I got you a gift box, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that option is also available for our customers as well, so that, you know, they could help others out and spread the word about L'Amour Secret, which is L'AmourSecret.com.
Now, I'm curious, why did you decide to launch at Exotica? And let's talk about your Exotica experience, because this was your first Exotica.
Yes. This was
not your
my
last,
very first
by
Exotica.
Any means. Yes.
Oh, definitely not my last.
But
when I came across the ad for Exotica, I realized it was just a great opportunity. It was it was Exotica, which is based in New Jersey. The company L'Amour Secret, which is at L'AmourSecret.com. We're based in New Jersey as well. So what other opportunities was out there that's better than, you know, an event that's in my own backyard that attracts thousands of people within a weekend. And like I said earlier, being that I don't have that brand recognition with the majority of consumers, it was a great time for me to get my face out there, the brand out there, and let people know who we are, what we're here to do, how we can help them, and what we're about.
What was your general reaction to Exotica, the whole experience?
My first reaction is, oh, my God, can we have this event every day, Monday to Sunday?
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Second reaction was like, there really is heaven on earth. Third reaction was, everyone at Exotica, everyone that I met that was in the industry were very friendly, helpful, nice, humble. It really is a network of people who look out for each other. within the adult entertainment industry, whether it's porn or retail or anything that straddles any of those lines. Everyone that, I met was very welcoming and opening to our brand and what we were trying to do and trying to figure out how they could help or how we could do business together and network. So Exotica has been nothing but great to L'Amour Secret.
I'm glad. I'm glad to hear that, because it's certainly an unusual event, and it brings together people that I think it's fair to say would not normally all be together in one place.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, hey, I was there.
Right.
And I'm glad I met you. So, what was the reaction of customers coming around to see you? How'd they take to your products?
Oh, customers took to the products very well. Well, mm-hmm. It was there was another company out there with the same concept, but customers definitely took to the products. We had a few displays out there so that customers could see what they actually get or have an idea what they actually get in the box. And,
yeah.
And customers were intrigued, especially those who were in relationships or couples. They really mm-hmm. enjoyed the items that we had displayed. They liked the idea of it. And actually, we had received a great deal of sign-ups from Exotica. So
cool.
The process has just been great, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that when, you know, it's one thing to say you're going to get a discreet box delivered every month, but you really showed everyone what was inside, you know, a nice preview, and your products were, you really had good products. You didn't have, you know, everyone knows vibrators, you can buy the $10 version or the more expensive version. You know, you had a really good assortment. You had nice quality stuff. So I thought that it seemed to me that everything was really worth it. Yeah, really worth
yes.
it. Did you have any particular favorite vendors that you ran into at Exotica?
Well, one of my favorite vendors was Smooth Synergy.
Oh, right, Smooth Synergy.
Yeah,
was most interesting.
Smooth Synergy. That was a completely different concept. It was, for me, it was a concept that was already established with, you know, the spas, hotels have spas, resorts have spas. But when I discovered that they cater to the sexual side as well, that was what made
yes.
it different and made it them a lot
made
more
them
interesting.
Unique.
Another vendor out there that was interesting was Clothing by Ryan. Now, Clothing by Ryan, Ryan is the owner of Clothing by Ryan, and he has an arsenal of paintings that are very unique.
Yes.
And,
oh,
yes,
my God.
Saw them
yes.
out there, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they also have these amazing soaps. The soaps smell amazing. And then we also.
Yeah, the Cuddle Buddies.
Yes, and the Cuddle
yes.
Buddies, yes.
Yes,
he
just look at my pictures. They're out. Yes, that was very interesting, most interesting.
Yeah, we're looking
yes.
forward to working with them as well. And currently we also are working with, we were booth buddies with the BBW girls at BBW Chem House.
They're fabulous
so,
ladies, yes.
Yes, they were great.
Yes.
They were great. They showed nothing but love. The mm-hmm. entire time that we were there at Exotica. So those groups of people were my top three favorites. Yeah.
Now, would you believe, Tyrone, we have 1 minute left. See how fast it goes? I know. But Exotica, obviously, is a great experience. If you're lucky enough to go there, it'll be again next November. But meanwhile, L'Amour Secret, you'll have to go check it out. My blog will be up shortly, and I'll have links to everything. And Tyrone, I want to say thank you so much for being with me today. Really, I am glad that I met you, and I really appreciate your being my guest today.
Thank you.
Yeah, really my pleasure. So, everyone, can 30 minutes change your life? Maybe it can. So please keep listening to Jersey Coastal Live. Till next time, I'm Andrea Tarr. And once again, thank you to Tyrone Stamps, my guest today. That was part one. Thank you, everyone. And Tyrone, take care. Thank you. Bye.
All right, you too. All right.